6 p.m. and I would like to call this meeting to order. Okay, Mary, would you call the roll, please?
Legislator Berkey. Legislator DeLon.
Here.
Legislator Lapp.
Here.
Legislator Litz. Legislator Mayo. Legislator Rodriguez.
Present.
Chairman Maloney.
Here. All right, everyone was received their June 6, 2017 minutes electronically. If there are no deletions, corrections, or additions, is there a motion? Motion by Legislator. Motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. Suzanne, why don't you speak on the Ellenville Million, and we will take that resolution out of order.
Sure. So I have some extra copies. This is a memo that the EDA prepared for the legislature, so you all should have gotten a copy of this memo already, but this is what I'm going to be talking from, so in case you want it in front of you. I'm primarily just going to be talking about the chart on page 2 and then the chart on page 6. So basically, just as some background, in 2015, based on the recommendations from the Ellenville Million.
You got it. Got my word. Go ahead.
In 2015, based on the recommendations from the Ellenville Million Committee, the legislature approved an Ellenville Million plan with 9 components. If you look at the chart on page 9, page 2, I'm sorry, it includes the 9 components and what's been accomplished to date. There was a successful tourism marketing campaign. There was an RFP, and BBG&G was chosen. I actually just noticed over on Canal Street, there's in the bus depot is the Find Ellenville poster is still hanging up there, but they created a website. They did a lot of social media, put together some events. The money went far. More needs to be done with tourism marketing, but that allocation was spent. With parks and recreation, there was work done at the Berm Road Park, which, and let me just say also that following this meeting, I'd like to invite you all on a tour. So I'm just going to talk briefly about the different components, but if you'd like to afterwards, I would love to take you and show you, you know, what was done. But there was some work done both at a village park and a town park. Berm Road Park, which is right here in the village, is another gateway to Sam's Point. And so the parking lot was paved, there was rail trail work done, and they're in the process of building a kiosk right now so that especially when people get here and they get to Sam's Point and they can't park, instead of driving away, they can drive down here to Ellenville, they can hike in from here, and they can also have a pavilion and have recreation right here at the park. Shadowland Theater, where you're sitting, the Ellenville Million initial allocation was $75,000 for this building. So the beautiful historic theater is around the corner, but this property is going to be used for rehearsals, for a rehearsal space. It's also going to be
currently
used, right. So throughout the renovations, it's been used, but it's going to continue to be used for rehearsals as well as for classes for area youth. Money of the $75,000 went towards the roof, plumbing, electrical, and architecture work, and I think there might have been a 5th component, but that was all spent, and this building is in use right now, and the community is nodding very happily. The Hunt Memorial is up here on the corner. It's right in the heart of downtown Ellenville. It is, there's a committee, there's some members in the back row who very lovingly have been taking care of that building, and $100,000 couldn't have gone further. And they would love to show it off to you as well, with new flooring, new bathrooms, a handicap ramp, and that building is being used for community events, for a tourism office, and whatnot. $25,000 for facade improvements. 4 grants were offered for $6,250 each for facades. 3 have been completed. The 4th one, Gabby's, received the award, but then the owner of Gabby's bought Cohen's Bakery, and he just had his hands full, so he's working to get that complete. But in the meantime, there's a storefront right over here that was completed, 3 different, there's space for 3 businesses. And as well as Tony and Nick's restaurant and the space next to Tony and Nick's. So there were 3 properties that were completed and are done. Water and sewer infrastructure, This one, the vision of the Ellenville Million Committee was to have an intermunicipal agreement between the town and the village so that they could share water and sewer capacity if they get a big business who has the need. And it appears that we're going to be able to get that done for a lot less than $150,000 that they allocated towards that. $30,000 has been spent so far, and we're going to put a little bit more in, but we should be able to get that done. With broadband, they allocated $150,000, and we haven't been able to accomplish really anything within the parameters of the initial Ellenville Million, but I'm going to talk to you in a few minutes about how we'd like to reallocate that. And lastly, with the project manager, we hired Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress to help us. They worked on the parks and recreation piece, they worked on the water sewer piece, and they were going to work on the broadband piece, but now we're going to switch that up as well. So to date, $1 million was allocated. We have committed about $470,000, and so there's about $530,000 left. Pursuant to the contract, we'd like to come back and ask you to reallocate the additional funds. If we look at page 6, it has the proposed reallocations. Before I go through this, are there any questions about what we've done so far?
It's less a question.
Mayor, legislator.
Mr. Chair, and going forward, I mean, we've talked about this in the EDA, so I'm sort of partially repeating myself, but we just need to do a better job of managing our consultants.
Okay. So going forward, with the tourism and marketing campaign, we have spent $100,000 so far. We'd like to put another $51,500 into that campaign. And the thought really going forward with all these different funds, wherever possible, is to bring in any additional money that we can and to leverage additional funds. So the thought is to, we're going to do another RFP and to pick a different vendor for this to go forward, but to make sure that as part of that vendor scope of work, it's to work with the area businesses, the Ellenville Woolworthing Chamber and whatnot, to get more money to make this the Ellenville Million Tourism dollars go further. And then it would be to maintain the website, to do the social media, and possibly to develop a video. With the Parks and Recreation, of the $150,000, we've spent about $115,000 so far. We would like to spend another $60,000 to build a pavilion and related improvements at the Burn Road Park. So again, this is the park right over here in the heart of Ellenville that's at the foot of the Shongum Bridge. Shadowland Theater.
And the western access to the Minnewaska Trail.
And the Minnewaska Trail. The Shadowland Theater, the Hunt Memorial, had both also asked for additional funds, but what we're proposing is that instead of giving additional funds, that we would create a fund that would have, I'm just looking to see where it is on the list, basically that a grant match fund. So if they have other money, if the Shadowland Theater or Hunt Memorial or anybody else really, the town, the village, anybody wants to have other grant money and they need a match, that we would have money to match to also make this money go further. With the Main Street improvements, they, again, 4 were funded and we'd like to fund put an additional $25,000 in to fund more facade improvements. We can take money out of the water and sewer infrastructure because we think it's only going to cost $45,000 to accomplish what they needed to accomplish, so $105,000 isn't needed there. The Economic Development Fund, we had one applicant, I can also take you over to see, there's a restaurant on Main Street who was just granted up to $8,000 from that fund. And then with broadband, this is sort of exciting, and Tim was actually hoping to be here, who's on my staff, who's been really working on this, to explain this to you, but I'll do the best I can. There's sort of this new concept with Wi-Fi where you can put up towers, and if you do 3 towers, it can, and one of the towers has to be located at a site that already has really strong Wi-Fi. So let's say the community college could be the one site that has the Wi-Fi. If you put up 2 other towers, like one at the village hall, let's say, and one on Sands Point, and you triangulate the downtown, you might, there's a way to, we think, to put Wi-Fi into the entire village. It would be a pilot program. Right now it's happening in Kingston. They have three towers, and they're able to bring Wi-Fi to Deep Stadium to broadcast the Stockade soccer and whatnot. So we put, there's $75,000 left in there. I'm not 100% sure how all 75 is going to be used. I think it's going to cost about 30 to do this pilot, and then depending on how we see how it goes, we'll be able to go from there.
Excuse me one second. Per our discussion in the EDA, the reason why we've set 75 is, again, the pilot book, that the remaining amount would then be used to expand the service.
Right, it's a pilot
book. That was our understanding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, definitely.
Well, the way you just said it just now put that more in question, so.
Okay. And then the project manager, he initially, Pattern for Progress was doing the water and sewer, which they did, the parks, which they did, and the broadband, which they weren't able to accomplish. Instead of doing the broadband, they're going to work on a new business plan competition. So in the Economic Development Fund line, in addition to maintaining an economic development fund, we are talking about a business plan competition. And that's something that Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress would take the lead on as well.
Any questions for Suzanne?
No, but just for the record, I want to commend Mr. Cornell. I know you fought really hard for the vocational training and workforce transportation. That is a huge component of this. And the broadband access for regards to Wi-Fi, this has been my issue from the beginning, and I'm just really happy to see that we've maintained at least half of the available money towards that particular issue.
Well, half of the money, Hector, could go probably...
Half of the boat.
Well, no. What I'm saying is the money can go much further with this technology.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great.
Yeah.
Jim, I'm going to add to it. If we're successful with this endeavor, it opens up possibilities for locations all over the county.
Mm-hmm.
Right. With a modest investment, you can have a real impact on the high-speed
The biggest unknown, Hector, when the gentleman came to the EDA was just,
I know,
what is going to be the actual cost of the equipment? It's basically equipment.
So, and then on page 7 are just the two new components. So one of them is the vocational training that was not part of the original Ellenville million and workforce transportation, and another is the grant match and grant writing component that I had talked about earlier. So those would be new components that, since we've been working on the Ellenville million, have come up as issues that we think could help in the town and the village here.
Do you want to explain the transportation, or would you rather Ken?
So basically what we're thinking is, we know about the opticals, we know that the casino is opening, that workers are having a hard time getting, or an impossible time, they can't take jobs because they can't get transportation. So the thought is, if there, it would be a, more of a study. Am I explaining it right, Ken?
The allocation money would be used to identify solutions to workforce transportation, whether it be some of the area businesses, but also the results will see that really will be part of the
county. Very good. Any other questions? Anything else, Suzanne?
Nope.
Okay. Any questions for Suzanne or Ken?
No.
All right. Hearing no questions, or is there a motion to approve the reallocation?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion made and seconded by Legislator Rodriguez and seconded by Legislator Lack. Any further discussion? Any questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If you would indulge me, can we move 146 and just get that out of the way?
Absolutely. I'd like to take Resolution 146 out of order, establishing a baseline and reporting of future funding for economic development in Ulster County.
Mr. Chair, at this time I'd like to move the following amendment. To amend the resolve to the Ulster County Legislature will require reporting in the Office of Economic Development every quarter on the following areas, and to delete the one category of startup job creation.
Okay. Very good. Is there a motion to Legislator Rodriguez, or a second to Legislator Rodriguez?
I'll second that.
Oh, so very good. Any further discussion?
No, Mr. Chair.
Okay. These will fall on, just so we're all clear, March, June, August.
Yeah, that's whatever the quarters happen to all next year.
All right. And leave off December. All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried.
Now that's on the amendment, Mr. Chair.
On the amendment. On the resolution.
Aye.
Nope.
We're all on the resolution? Yes.
Yes.
Well, no. And we need a motion.
Motion.
Oh, well.
No.
Move too different. Fine, I'll move it, Mr. Chair.
Right, I'll second it.
There you go. All right.
Any further discussion?
No, Mr. Chair.
Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Resolution number 282, establishing a policy for Ulster County bus advertising. One thing I would like to pass out, don't mind I'm being a little damp.
Don't we all?
Sorry. Okay. I personally would like to see this move back to committee for further discussion. Okay, because right now we have approximately 30 buses, mm-hmm. and 7 of them have advertising on them. And one of them is SUNY Ulster, SUNY New Paltz, Minetti O'Connor, and Family Servicings, which is the parent company of the Ulster Prevention Council. And I'll be perfectly honest, I have no problem looking at this. I do feel that the percentages, there should be a more equitable distribution.
Okay.
Mainly because, I'll be honest, I don't think, number one, what if we reach a certain percentage, and I notice for the for-profit, there's only 20%, mm-hmm. where you have 50%, I mean, for not-for-profit. And I just want to make sure everyone understands, everyone is going to pay. There is nobody mm-hmm. going to get advertising and not pay for it.
Yep.
Because this is, you know, it's a brand-new program, we're generating... Mm-hmm. You know, approximately $14,000 a year. We'd like to see it eventually if you could fill out the entire fleet, 30, 40, 50,000.
Absolutely.
But, you know, looking at a more equitable distribution of the classes.
And I'm not going to say, I know Tracy was here last month. The reason why I put in last month is because we're open to discussing, you know, this is mm-hmm. just something we believe the county needs. That in previous, in the past, we've used a very we haven't had an in-depth policy and a standard policy set by the legislature, and so we are open, but I'm just curious what you actually see as numbers, and then we can go from there. I mean, these were the numbers we drew up from a series of meetings we got the executive's office provided us, we've had these numbers and we looked at other numbers, so that's why we started with these numbers, but like I said, we're open, that's why we introduced it the month before, and we're here again, just different, the three of us all worked very hand in hand, so we're just curious what you actually see as something we can go from instead of...
I would base start out in a third. Mr. Pinnell?
Can I make a suggestion, Mr. Chairman? First of all, you know, I want to appreciate what this policy is versus some of the earlier iterations of it. There's only much to do. This is pretty straightforward, but frankly, by and large, it's pretty consistent with, you know, with what, you know, we do as procedure right now.
Mm-hmm.
We suggest a couple of tweaks here and there, but I think I appreciate the concern that somehow not-for-profits are not shut out of the ability to advertise. And I'd be willing to work with you, John, with a, you know, like a best effort. Or, and it's so early. We had no space available, for the bus. But primarily, that may change with the ongoing discussions with regard to the integration of the Kingston City bus into our network. They do a lot more advertising than we do. It's more concentrated and it's more attractive. Mm-hmm. But maybe we could work on that and evolve it over time. But I don't even know that you would gain a lot by having a fixed percentage of this category, that pool category, since we have some few advertising,
right,
given the size of the fleet. But maybe something we can work on and amend by resolution. You can actually write the local law so that we could amend it by resolution, as from time to time.
One of the most important things to note, with the percentages, you'll see the highest percentages count Ulster County resources and public service announcements. Even the sheet Chairman Maloney provided, we have 23 empty buses right now, and yet I know I sit in committees, other people sit in committees where we pass counts, we allocate money for the purchase of private billboards and such. I'm not saying we should stop that practice as a whole, but it's just to try and encourage the county to utilize our own resources for the promotion of ourselves.
Yeah, I just think that's true. There's a pretty scientific analysis that goes into that advertising. It's just not done. And they work with marketing consultants, etc. We're targeting a very specific population, and just something on a general bus line that target. For example, if you're doing something for California visiting, the tabletop at the mall food court is so much more effective in hitting the target population. So there's a lot of thought that goes into our health education department, the unit, the health department, kind of get to that. So sometimes the bus isn't the best option for the things we're trying to target. We're trying to move the needle on, get on childhood obesity or smoking, pick the topic that we need to
have. So I think it's an additional resource, and we're not just talking about, health department services. We're talking, actual tourism and, actual Ulster County tourism, things like that, where you have buses that connect main streets and stuff like that. So that means it's broader than just actual social services.
A lot of those areas where, for example, with tourism, we spend the bulk of the resources provided by the legislature in the metropolitan New York City area, because that's where our customers are. We don't do a lot of advertising here at home because we're trying to attract people. People always say to me, geez, we always see those Orange County ads. Why aren't we seeing the Ulster tourism ads? Because we're actually, instead of marketing for our own benefit, we're marketing for tourism. It's a thought process. But also too, we're able to put advertising on our buses just for the cost of the signs. There's flexibility there. So I don't know a fixed percentage if you really got. I think what I saw that I liked in the policy was a desire to make sure that the advertising is appropriate and not controversial speech. I think it hit all those notes just right. So again, I think there's a lot to work with there. Just before I shut my mouth, you need to catch it up. Look, I think, but I just wanted to let the committee know. I know that you kept reports to this committee, last week they completed a triennial review. The Federal Transportation Administration is some of the hardest audit you can do. Their policies and procedures are so strict. They're so significant. I actually was at an exit conference where the regional administrator called in to tell us that you can't achieve a perfect triennial review. The 2% of the FDA grantees nationally achieve that level of success. So, know that the
outcome
is very well run in the
very, very
job.
But legislator Heppner, believe me, I will work with you. I have no problem. But one thing you have to know, I am very pro-business, and I really kind of bothers me. Now, when I say that, don't take it. It bothers me that the for-profit is the smallest percentage. I just would like to have a more level playing field.
But also you have to remember that within the percentage of the not-for-profit, there's a whole section on for-profit underwriting to where you would have partnerships. That's also included. I just want to add that to make sure you're aware.
No, I'm very aware of it. But just so you know, we had the last time we moved, This meeting, it was at Information Services, and that was what, April of 16 or 15 or... And
wait, it wasn't even, it was summertime.
It was August.
August
of 2016.
16. The grapes.
And there were 6 buses with advertising on them. So we picked up one.
Including one that I think they had Planned Parenthood advertising on it.
Right. So.
Yeah, so again, like I said, the reason why we introduced it a month ago was because we're open to suggestions. Again, we're here this month. But just bring us suggestions of what you like and what you think, and then we can work from there. But
why don't we set up the next meeting up at Danny Circle, and if there's a way we can get the buses, actually see them all and who's on what.
Can we do that for next month or
something? Yeah.
I'll see back before. I'm not sure what I was around about.
Well, it'll be...
So they have all pictures of all the buses for advertising.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, you're very open.
No, I can help you. Okay. Either. I'm just saying for making sure you see the...
We've had that for 4 years.
Yeah. I know the city has some buses that are in circulation. I know the Bail Bonds, that's a minority women-owned business. Mm-hmm. 3 women own that business. Very successful. You know, they advertise on the city bus. Trying to think, it's hard to keep them straight, which one's a city, which one's a county.
And also, too, the fact that it's changing over the next year, and then,
right.
And then also, too, the, I thought, for example, you had a provision in the proposal to ban any competing advertising. Like, you know, basically, yes. We've been embracing, like, Lyft and Uber and the ride-sharing effect. Don't be surprised, you know, over the next year, you'll see contracts come before this committee. Help us with some service delivery and things like that. So, you know, so I don't know that we want to, you know, shut them out from advertising, but there's a lot of synergy and
right.
opportunities to work together.
Right. Very good. Legislator Rodriguez.
Mr. Chairman, so if I may also suggest for our next meeting that we at least have an idea of the percentages that we all can find acceptable.
Okay. Well, as I said, I would like to see a more equitable distribution.
And so hence, maybe if it's a third, a third, a third, if that's what you're saying.
That's a starting point for conversation.
Okay. Well, then in that case, then let's firm that conversation up for our next month's meeting.
Very good.
Very good, Mr. Chairman.
All right. So what are we... just table this for this meeting?
You mean postpone.
Postpone.
I'm going to postpone for next month's meeting.
Very good.
I'm good with that, and I appreciate the time.
Very good. Is that your motion?
I'll move that.
Okay.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you for coming down, Jonathan.
Absolutely.
Moving along, Resolution 284. Let's see. Did we do... We didn't do the Ellendale.
We did.
We did
do the Ellendale.
Where did everybody run out for the...
That's actually what happened. Yeah. When we did the Ellendale, no. They all ran out for the coffee.
I'm an
NE. You're an NE?
I'm an NE.
I'll check your registration.
Welcome.
She got the key to the building.
Yes, I got the key to the building.
And I had both over on my phone.
Resolution number 284, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and NetSmart Technologies, Inc., Department of Information Services. Mr. Fiore, would you like to update the committee? Hector, you're moving it.
Yeah.
Second by Legislator Lapp.
Right.
NetSmart is a center software package that's used by the Ulster County Health Department for tracking versus time, and also electronic medical records. This is an annual software.
This is a continuation of an existing software package, yearly maintenance fee?
Yearly.
Okay. All right. Any questions for Mr. Fiore?
Just bless you.
Thank you.
Just really quickly. So, Mr. Fury, like, I can see that this contract seems to originate. The printing's a little off right here. So, it looks like it originates from October 29th of 2003. Is this a sole source, or has this ever been, have you ever bid it out, or what's the story?
It was, I believe, the RFP back in 2003. That's when the decision was made to go with that contract. And it's been a continuation
for 14 years?
I have the original contract if you want to.
Yeah, I'll have to go with that later.
Anything else, Legislator Rodriguez?
Not right now, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Any other questions? There's a motion and a second on the floor. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 285, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and the Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Corporate Company. Information Services. Mr. Fiore, again, please.
Yes, this is the annual maintenance agreement with Hewlett-Packard to support the hardware infrastructure servers that are used throughout the county for running all the critical applications. So it provides replacement parts, service technicians, basically guarantee to keep the hardware running.
Very good. Hector, question?
Promise that would be nice, Mr. Chairman. Ergo, I will not have a question.
Very good. Anyone else? Legislator DeLong, Legislator Lapp?
Yes.
Legislator Hefner?
Good.
As a guest.
Good.
Driving all this way?
Are we all guests of the legislature?
Oh. All right. Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We approve the million. Resolution 304, adopting the inclusion of additional lands and agricultural districts within Ulster County as recommended by the Ulster County Agricultural and Farmland Protection Board. Mr. Cornell, care to speak? I spoke to Dennis Doyle. Everyone is aware there was an amendment removing one of the parcels at the request, I believe, in the town of Rochester, right up the road here.
The duck farm.
Which is why, Mr. Chairman, I always ask my usual question of Dennis, who's not here, but, you know, have any municipalities spoken up?
This municipality has spoken up loudly, Hector.
In addition, I just want to make sure that this letter from the town of Olive, that's actually that they're their parcel.
Hector and Ron.
So was the parcel in the town of Olive also removed?
No. It was no.
It was not?
No.
But we have the town board asking us to remove this particular parcel.
I know.
What's that?
I understand completely.
Okay, so the Farm and Preservation Board decided to not act on that? Is that correct?
That is correct. If you'd like to make a motion to remove that parcel, feel free.
I will move that at this time.
Very good. Motion on the floor by Legislator Rodriguez to move remove a parcel in the town of Olive. There is a letter in the file from town of Olive Supervisor Sylvia Roselle.
I'll second that motion.
Seconded by Legislator DeLong. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye, as amended.
Aye.
Okay. Very good. Resolution number 317, amending the membership of the Ulster County Revolving Loan Fund Committee. As everyone knows, the Revolving Loan Committee is appointed by the legislature, and it was a long history that dates all the way back to the former UCDC when there were many members. When did UCDC start? Gosh, with Al Ford and in the 70s. 70s?
Yeah,
72. And with the advent of changes in our county government and changes in the structure of economic development and reallocating, the UCDC is now what is present day the EDA and the Revolving Loan Fund Committee. We have 11 members. I'll be perfectly honest with you. Sometimes it's very, very hard to get a quorum. Okay, we have meetings at 8:30 in the morning, 4:30 in the afternoon, and with busy people, it seems to be. Hard. We come very, very close. By reducing the number would make it more easily obtainable to get that quorum. So,
I'll make the motion.
I'll move it, or I'll second it.
There you go. Nice second back there.
All right. Is there any further any discussion, any questions? Legislator? Very good. Just so everyone is aware, the revolving loan, we've done a project in Ellenville, New Paltz, the town of Ulster, the city of Kingston. Just thinking, did I miss any of the revolving loan? What are we...
Do we have those now?
No, what we've done in the past, this year.
Right.
And we did the sand and gravel here in Ellenville. We did...
Organic Farm Bridge.
The insurance company in New Paltz.
Gabby's Cafe
down the street here.
Ellenville.
Yeah. So there's a lot of activity.
Bread alone.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other questions? There's a motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Okay. We did the future. Anything else? Any public comment? Now's the time. No public comment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Hey, Joe. Good, how you doing?
Before you go.